अज्ञानत विरंतस्य ज्ञानंजन सलातय चक्षुरुन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्री गुरवे नमः वंशापल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपासिन्धुभ्यैव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो महामृगन्नाय कृष्णप्रेम प्रदाय कृष्णाय कृष्णचैतन्य नाम्ने गौरक्षिते गुरवे गौरचन्द्राय राधिकाय तदाय कृष्णाय कृष्णभक्ताय तदभक्ताय नमो नारायणं नमस्कृत्य रामचैव नरोत्तमं देवीं सरस्वतीं तपो जयमुदीरयेत्। शिष्य का ड्यूटी ऑफ ए डिसाइपल इज दैट ऑन हिज बर्थडे ही शुड वर्शिप एंड ऑल्सो ही शुड वर्शिप गुरु परंपरा अप टू कृष्ण। In the Shastra also it has been written, Jasya Deve Parapakti Jatha Deve Tatha Guru Tashyate Patita Abhyakta Prakashante Mahatmana. We must serve Krishna. Okay. But as you are worshipping Krishna, we should worship Gurudev also like same, not less than him. Better than him, okay, then Krishna will be happy. So, if you are doing so, then all the tattva of Shastra, Veda, Upanishad, Shastra, Purana, will be manifested in your heart. So, if we met the glory of Dev is written. If you are anybody is unhappy in this world, and now he has known that in this world, material world, no happiness. What happiness comes, it is also a form of suffering and unhappiness. Then he will take shelter of a bona fide guru who knows all the purport of the all the shastra, Veda, Upanishad, the shastra, so that he can remove the doubts of disciples. And he should realize Parthatva Krishna. And he should be detached from worldly things, desires. No worldly desire. He is qualified. We should go there and we should keep our heart to Gurudev, totally surrendered to him, and then he will tell you that how you can be happy. Without Krishna serving, you cannot be happy. First worship Guru and Vaishnava. Then Krishna will be pleased. But one thing, on the birthday of Gurudev, and his disciples worshipping him by land, by Padarbhakti, by garland, by money, Gurudev will not be satisfied and happy. We should try to know what Guru wants. What Guru wants. How Guru will be pleased. like Rupa Goswami, Sri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Sthapitam Nikitam. What who wants? What is his desire? A sincere devotee can know. And he should fulfill that desire. That is the best Pushpanjali in the lotus feet of Gurudev. And if not doing Malli, or by flowers, by money, by so many garments and other things, oh, Guru cannot be happy. So we should know what we want. All Gurus, those who are qualified, they don't want that anyone should serve him personally by messages and other things. What he wants? He should do bhajan of Krishna daily. Being sincere, shravanam, kirtanam, Vishnu smaranam and others. Always be sadhu sangha, nama kirtan, bhagavat shravan, mathura vas, srimukti sattara. Gurudev wants this. He wants that you should be detached from worldly desires and sense gratifications. And before they, you should realize who are you, what is your duty to serve Guru, Vaishnava and Krishna. You should realize. You should face your end and object of your life. Then, very soon, Krishna Bhakti will come in your heart. In Chaitanya Charitamrita, it has been told, Guru Krishna Rupam Shastreya Pramani. Guru शिक्षा गुरु के जाना कृष्ण स्वरूप गुरु
अंतर्यामी
भक्त
श्रेष्ठ
दुई एक रूप गुरु गुरु
कृष्ण रूप
संसारेण समस्त शास्त्र युक्त तथा किंतु प्रमोदो सुप्रीम लॉर्ड बट ही सर्वेंट लॉर्ड सर्वेंट भगवान आश्रय भगवान नॉट विषय भगवान विषय भगवान वल्ली कृष्ण और चैतन्य महाप्रभु no other. So we should think like that. Without serving Guru, anyone can advance in Krishna consciousness. Rupa Goswami, Sanatana Goswami, Raghunath Das Goswami, they have realized these things. So again and again they are telling Guru Goshthe, Guru first. वंदे हम श्री गुरु गुरु शिक्षा गुरु दीक्षा गुरु एंड शिक्षा गुरु सो बोथ शुड बी रिस्पेक्टेड वल्ली दीक्षा गुरु हियरिंग विल नॉट बी कंप्लीट अंटिल फ्रॉम शिक्षा गुरु दोज हु आर लाइक दीक्षा गुरु वी शुड सर्व एंड हियर फ्रॉम देम आल्सो. If there is something confidential that Guru cannot tell, I assist him as a cost. But to Siksha Guru, any disciple, Siksha sister, or freely he can ask anything and he can freely tell. And sometimes you should know that Diksha Guru, Siksha Guru may be more than Diksha Guru. You will think that Rupa Goswami is your Siksha Guru, Krishna is your Siksha Guru, then really they are superior than Diksha Guru. But even we should do first worship of Gurudev. By directly we are having the worship of Krishna and other Vaishnava. That is why from ancient time this system is going on, coming on. At the time of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, one day on the birthday of Vyasadeva, what knowledge has come through him? So he is Jagat Guru. So all sampradaya, Vaishnava sampradaya, even Mayavadi sampradaya, Sankar sampradaya also, at that day they worship Vyasadeva. And so Vyasadeva, oh Guru Parampara and Krishna also. So Srivas Pandit told that, oh Mahaprabhu, Sachinandan Gaudhari. Tomorrow is Vyas Puja. And I have that process book. And also I have collected all parts and area of Vyas Puja. So, and very poor yet, I want that Vyas Puja should be in my home. Mahaprabhu told them, very good. I have to save you. And then next day, in morning, after taking bath and doing adhik and other things, all came to Srivasanandan. Nityananda Prabhu also came. Oh, big kirtan and with dancing, always doing kirtan. And after that, Srivas Pandita requested Nityananda Prabhu, oh, please redeem Vyas Puja. Like this he began to tell. But not doing?
Yes.
After some time, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Sachidananda Gaudhari, came to that place. Then Srivas Pandit complained to Sachidanandan, oh Prabhu, Srivas, Nityananda Prabhu is not going to Vyas Puja. So please tell him, request him that he should begin Vyas Puja. Then Mahaprabhu told, oh Nityananda Prabhu, you should do Vyas Puja. Oh yes. And he took the wallet and gave it in the neck of Sachidanandan. Why he gave? He is the root guru, he is himself Krishna. So all guru tattva comes from him. So if Krishna is worship, whole parampara, whole guru, and everything is worship.
And that's the also Saptavesh avatar. And that's the Saptavesh avatar, Nityananda Prabhu Swayam Bholadev. How you can worship to this?
Though Vyasadeva is Saptavesh avatar, and Nityananda Prabhu Swayam Bholadev. But even, this is worldly Leela.
Narabhat Leela
he did. He used to do. Like Chaitanya Mahaprabhu used to do pranam to Ishwar Puri Pad. His guru of Ishwar Puri and Madhavendra Puri, yes, he is doing. So, we should respect guru like this. I request Shyamrani to speak something on Guru Tattva.
Microphone, please.
Om Mayananda Sriranda Sriranda
Sriranda Sriranda Sriranda Sriranda Sriranda Sriranda Sriranda Sriranda Sriranda Sriranda Sriranda Sriranda Sriranda Sriranda Sriranda Sriranda Sriranda Sriranda Sriranda Sriranda Sriranda Sriranda Sriranda
Krishnaya, Krishna Bhaktaya, Bhagavataya, Namo Namah. Preste ultimele amenirile de Sfântul Dumnezeu, de Sfântul mai mult Sfântul Rogă și Dumnezeu, de ce vină cu veștea oamenilor și împărare, Sfântul 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 și Lăbăt Primează Sfântul Părăpăr. În răstăie amenirile de Sfântul Dumnezeu, de Sfântul mai mult Sfântul și Sfântul Dumnezeu, oamenilor și împărare, Sfântul 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 și Lăbăt Primează Sfântul Sfântul to all of our disciplic succession and all the assembled roses. I'd just like to share a few things that Srila Gurudev has said on his past Vyasa Puja days. One in Florida, he very humbly said that they say that today is my birthday, and the whole world is glorifying today as my birthday. But today is not actually my birthday. My birthday is Gaura Purnima, when I got initiated by my spiritual master, Srila Bhakti Prajnanakesha Goswami Maharaj. So this is Gurudev's humility and also teaching us how to see our own birth as only coming from our eternal father, Srila Gurudev, Sri Guru. But we know that his appearance in this world is just like the appearance of Sri Krishna. It is completely transcendental, and he appears there just as his compassion for the fallen conditioned souls. Last year in Hawaii, Srila Gurudev gave the explanation of Vyasa Puja as he touched on this morning. He said, today is my Vyasa Puja day. My Vyasa Puja day. What does that mean? It means it's my day to worship Srila Vyasa. And my Gurudev and the Guru Parampara and Radha Tattva and Krishna Tattva and Gaura Dadhar and Baladev and Nityananda, like that, it is my day to do that. And Guru takes the disciples along with him as he worships his Guru Parampara. I used to think that when we sing the mantras, when we sing the prayers from the prayer book, from our Gaudiya Deepa Samadhi, that first we sing to Guru, then we sing to Vaishnava, then we sing to Gaurantai in Kram, and then we sing to Radha and Krishna and their associates. Then I learned a couple of weeks ago at the airport, I asked Srila Gurudev, when we pray to anybody, Sri Sri Damodar, Lalita, Radha and Krishna, who is listening to our prayers actually? So Gurudev said, Guru is listening. I said, well, what about somebody really close to us, like Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur? When we pray to him, who is listening? So Gurudev said, Guru is listening. He said, my goodness, you're so significant in our life, we can't approach anybody but through you. He said, oh, not me, you're Gurudev, Srila Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. I said, yeah, both of you, we can't approach anybody. So then I was thinking after that, that, okay, we sing first to our Gurudev, and then we bring him and beg him, as we're doing the external prayers for the Vaishnavas, we're keeping Gurudev in our heart and praying to him that you're really praying to the Vaishnavas on our behalf. Then when we pray to Gaura and Tai, we're keeping Gurudev with us, taking him with us, and thinking you're really praying to him, praying to Gaura and Tai and their associates to give us mercy. Now, reading Srila Gurudev's Vyasa Puja presentation of his last year's Vyasa Puja Day, I'm understanding differently. We're not at all taking him up to the civil succession to help us pray, but he's taking us. So at every point, we're praying to him, oh Gurudev, now please kindly take me to the Vaishnavas so that you can pray to them for mercy for us. He's taking us everywhere. We can't take him anywhere. As Srila Gurudev touched this morning, Guru observes Vyasa Puja. Vyasa Puja means Guru Puja, same thing. Gurudev shows us how he's worshipping the seven panchakas. Panchaka means set of five, and there's Saptam Panchaka, seven of five sets of objects of worship. That is, Sukhadi, Sukadeva Goswami, and the four Parampara Acharyas, the the four acharyas of the different sampradayas and Vyas Panchita. Srila Vyasadeva and his four main disciples. Srila Vyasadeva saw that there was one Veda. He manifested the one Veda, but he saw that nobody could understand it. So, engaging his four disciples and other disciples, he divided the Vedas into four. Then he saw that still hardly anybody could understand, especially as Kali Yuga approached. So he manifested the Puranas, he manifested the Mahabharata, he manifested Brahma Sutra, he manifested all the Upanishads, and still he was dissatisfied so by the mercy of Narada, he manifested Srimad Bhagavatam. So we have nothing. Gurudev said, without Srila Vyasadeva, everything becomes nothing. Krishna danced to so many manifestations of Radhika, but for Radhika there was only one Krishna in the Radha dance. How do we know any of this? From Srila Vyasadeva. And Sri Guru is a manifestation of Srila Vyasadeva, and he's teaching us how to worship these seven Panchitas. That is Guru Panchita. That is Gurudev, Param Gurudev, Paramesi Gurudev, Parapara Gurudev, and Param Parapara Gurudev. And then Acharya Panchita. Then, that's Panchita Panchita, that's Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Vidyadhara Srivastava Gaura Bhaktivinoda. And Upasha Panchita, that is Radharani, Krishna, Gaura, Gadadhar, and Gurudev. So in this way, he's teaching us first to worship all these Panchitas, his Gurudev and his Guru Parampara, and then he's accepting worship. He quoted his Gurudev on his last Vyasa Puja ceremony in Hawaii, that his Gurudev, whenever the, after the worship of the Satvam Panchika, and then his devotees did Guru Puja to Param Gurudev, Param Gurudev said, I cannot independently accept this offering. I am taking your offering and giving it to the whole Guru Parampara. So Gurudev was explaining this in the evening of his Vyasa Puja ceremony. I'll just take a couple of minutes to explain what he said in the morning. He's saying, what is not Vyasa Puja? Vyasa Puja means to accept Sri Guru, as he said now, as good as Krishna. Yam Prabhu Jantam Anupetam Apetam Kritiam Vai Pai Mano Vyasa Just as Sri Sukadeva Goswami is situated in the heart of every living being, so Sri Gurudev is also situated. He is like the gardener who could look at any seed of any plant and tell what plant that's going to be, and he waters that and gives it enough sunshine and brings out the sarup of the jiva, just as the gardener brings out the full plant from the seed. So he's saying that really Vyasa Puja is to see Sri Guru as omniscient just like Krishna, and to serve his external mission, which is to preach all over the world, and his internal mission, which is to engage in bhajan. He gave the example of Sankaracharya, who on the order of the Lord acted as the person who said, Vyasadeva is my guru. But he said Vyasadeva is wrong. He said that Vyasadeva's explanation of Anandamaya Vyasa, Pragyan Brahma, was wrong, and he changed it into an impersonal definition. So in this way, Gurudev said, he's saying Vyasadeva is my guru, but my guru is not right. So real Vyasa Puja is that my Gurudev knows everything, and I can't do anything without following his instructions. Thank you.
Srimad Padmanabha Maharaj will state something on Guru Tattva. Om Jnanati Nirandasya Jnananjana Svapaya Chakshur Militam Jena
First of all, I'm offering my unlimited Dandavat pranams and my Shraddha Pushpanjali to the lotus feet of my beloved teacher Gurudev, Nitya Lila Pravishta, Om Vishnupada, Astro, Tarasata, Sri Srimad, and Sri Anisi Bhaktivedanta Swami Maharaj Prabhupada. And secondly, I'm offering my equal Dandavat pranams and my Shraddha Pushpanjali to the lotus feet of my beloved Sikh Gurudev, Nityananda Pravishta Om Vishnupad Astro Karasata Sri Srila Bhakti Rakshak Sridhara Goswami Maharaj and Om Vishnupad Astro Karasata Sri Srila Bhakti Vedanta Narayana Goswami Maharaj Srila Gurudev. Also to the lotus feet of all my Rupa Rupa Guru Bharata and to all the Vaishnavas and Vaishnavis. So the subject matter Sri Guru Tattva, as we are hearing from the lotus mouth of our beloved Gurudev, it is a very merciful manifestation of Bhagavan Sri Krishna himself. Sri Krishna, he is the source of everything. In Bhagavad Gita, Bhagavan Sri Krishna himself is telling, Aham Sarvasya Purvo Matat Sarvamta Vartate Iti Matva Vajante Maam Buddha Bhava Samandita. I am the source of everything that exists. Aham Sarvasya Purvo Matat Sarvamta Vartate. From me, everything is emanating. Iti Matva Vajante Maam Buddha Bhava Samandita. If a person understands this, those personalities who are very intelligent and they realize my position, then they worship me, Buddha Bhava Samantita, with great love and devotion. So the pure devotees of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Krishna, they descend within this world by His will, by His desire to reconnect all fallen conditioned souls to this eternal relationship of serving Sri Krishna. Jivar Surupoi Krishna Nityadas Krishna Tataska Shakti Ved Abed Prakash. The absolute truth, Sri Krishna, He is to be served by every living being. Why? Because they are His own Shakti, His own energy, Tathasta Shakti. And their only duty, their absolute duty, is simply to serve Krishna. Nitya Krishna Das, eternally. But all jivas within this world, they have forgotten this eternal relationship of service to Bhagavan. They have forgotten their own identities. And now they are completely absorbed in the Maya potency of Bhagavan, in which they are forgetting that everything exists, everything in existence is the potency, is the Shakti of Krishna, and I am also His Shakti, and my duty is to serve Him. So all souls within this world, they are Bhattajis, they are bound up by illusion, the network of Maya, forgetfulness. They have become Krishna Bhadir Gopita. That means they have turned their face away from Bhagavan. And now they have been captured by the illusory energy. But Sri Krishna, He is unlimited ocean of mercy. And Sri Krishna, He loves every single jiva soul because they are His own parts and parcels. Therefore, He manifests Himself. He descends within this world in His own prakash, in His manifestation as Sri Gurudev. In the 11th canto of the Srimad Bhagavatam, you were just hearing from Srimad Gurudev this week, there So Shri Krishna himself told to Uddhava, Acharya Maham Vijaniyam, Navam Yehatari Chit, Namartya Bhutya Suyanka, Sarva Deva my own Guru. O Uddhava, you should understand that actually I, myself, I am the Acharya, Acharya Maham Vijaniyam. You should know this fact. What does that mean? Saksha Dharitena Samasta Shastraya Rupastata Bhavya Eva Sadhati Kintu Prabhuya Priya Eva Tasya Vande Guru Sri Chaganavinda. Our Acharya Srila Vishwanatha Chakravarti Thakur has encapsulated this tattva, this truth, within this verse of Purvastakam. And there he says that Sri Gurudev is Sakshat Dharitena, meaning that he is directly a manifestation of Hari Krishna. And he is non-different. But this does not mean that he is Bhagavan Sri Krishna himself. No, he is his manifestation as Guru Tattva. Who is Guru Tattva? Krishna is saying, I am the Acharya. Because Krishna himself expands in his first manifestation as Sri Baladev Prabhu. And Baladev Prabhu is the first manifestation of Krishna who expands himself into all the unlimited forms of Sri Krishna in all of his amshas and kalas. His parts, his expanded parts, like Narayana and Vaikuntha, on the unlimited, infinite number of Vaikuntha planets. Within the material world, he expands as Mahavishnu, and from Mahavishnu is coming all the different expansions within each and every universe. And finally, he is expanding himself within this universe as Ananta Shesh. So all are ultimately expansions of Baladev Prabhu. And that same Vishnu, Tattva, he has expanded himself within the heart of every single jiva soul as the form of Paramatma, the super soul, who is witnessing all of our activities since time immemorial. Krishna himself is sitting in this form, and that is a manifestation of Sri Baladev Prabhu. As Guru, he is called Antaryami. Antaryami means the Lord within our heart, who is giving us all direction and all knowledge. And Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita that from me comes all knowledge, remembrance, and forgetfulness. So that manifestation of Krishna within the heart of the conditioned soul, as the Antaryami Guru within the heart, he is always ready to give us direction. He is always ready to receive our service. But unfortunately, the conditioned souls within this world are blind to his presence within their hearts. Therefore, very kindly and very mercifully, that Lord within the heart, he expands himself, he manifests himself outwardly as Bhakta Shrestha, the best of the devotees. So that manifestation of Bhagavan in the form of Sri Guru, as Bhakta Shrestha, he comes and imparts all divine knowledge to the disciple. He enables the disciple to gain knowledge of their eternal relationship with him. And if the disciple fully serves and surrenders to the manifestation of Sri Guru, who has come to him face to face within this world, and as Gurudev said, he accepts him fully as a manifestation of Krishna, and as the dearmost servant of Krishna, then that devotee, he will be able to revive his eternal relationship with Krishna. So in very brief, this is only one aspect of the unlimited truth of Sri Guru Tattva. And we are very fortunate that on this day we have the opportunity to worship such a personality who is direct manifestation of Sri Krishna. Hare Krishna.
Very good. Now, Srimad Madhava Maharaj will speak about Guru Tattva.
So, whoever, being in the position of
Vasudev and studying Krishna Katha, his puja was the best puja. So now we have heard from Sri Gurudev, Guru Krishna Rupan Sakya Tomane, Guru Rupe Krishna Tipa Paran Bhakta Jane. If Krishna wants to bestow his mercy, he has to come to Bhayamidya Vanapai Gurudev. He is not direct bestow his mercy to anyone in this world. Why so? If someone wants to worship Krishna, then Krishna told, Prathamantu Gurum Pujya, Tatasunga Mamarjanam, Tadesa Bhagavad Bhakti, Sannathani Spadho Bhave. Oh my dear devotee, you want to worship me? What do you do? Prathamantu Gurum Pujya, go to your Gunapai Gurudev, worship him, please him. Take permission from him, then worship me. If you do so, then you will be Bhagavad Bhakti. Otherwise, everything goes in hand. So this here, I'm giving a practical example. When Dhruva Maharaj, his heart was completely broken by his stepmother, and he kept on running out from his house, being a 5-year-old boy, going to do bhajan. And Narayana became very restless. Lakshmi asked, oh Prabhu, why is so restless today? And Narayana told, my devotee is calling me in material world. And Lakshmi said, oh Prabhu, don't delay, please go immediately. And Bhagavan told, I cannot go. Then Lakshmi asked, why not? Because he has no guru. So, unless until there is no guru, I cannot go there to bestow my mercy. Then Bhagavan inspired Naradrishi. Naradrishi came and initiated him. Then he achieved the mercy of Bhagavan. We may think, oh, nowadays in internet age, we can get everything in mantra, everything from internet. Why go to a mediator or broker? What is the need to go to him? And why is this need to initiation? Is there a necessity? The mention in scripture, the Vina Diksha Vihinasya, Nasiddhina Sarvati, Kasmana Sarva Prajapina, Guru Nadiksha Bhave. What to say about Siddhi? It mentioned, not Siddhi, not Sadhguru. What to say about your perfection in your sadhana bhajan? Even if you not get any good destination. So, Tasma Sadhguru bhajan. So, some of others, you have to please go not have Gurudev and have to initiate by him, then his life will be successful. I'm giving an example. Let's go to Ratan Thakur. He was Sadhguru bhajan and he took initiation for Lokanath Goswami. He rejected so many times by him, but he rendered menial service. Lokanath Goswami used to go for passing when he is cleaning that area, for cleaning his hand, making dust, and giving there, and throw out his stool. One day, Lokanath Goswami caught him red-handed and bestowed his mercy. Prabhupada Saraswati Thakur, who has spread the idea of the whole world, about totalism. What he did? He was so learned scholar. He took initiation from Guru Sadasivaji Maharaj. He pleased him. He rejected him few times. Then he did Chandrayan Vrata and Gokulas Bhajan. Chandrayan Vrata means, let moon increase gradually to 16 days full moon, again gradually to new moon. The same way today, to one by, second by, up to 15, then gradually less. And not eating by hand, like cow is to eat by his mouth, no mouth, same way, he should do that. Being a learned scholar, he pleased him and took initiation. So initiation is essential. If someone thinks, oh, I have initiated by someone, so no need to take initiation. But if your Buddha is fallen down, so what have to do? So this person has told, punascha vidina sammo, Guru. If someone's guru is fallen down, or if someone is initiated by a opposite guru, not Vaishnava guru, any Saiva guru, any other guru, by that he cannot achieve this domain. So, his guru is fallen, or somebody's other sampradaya, if they want to do this domain, they have to come in proper process, and have to initiate by the Vaishnava guru, then he can achieve this domain, and your life is successful. So, Alakshita was here, Gurudev ordered him to speak and preach,
So I am finishing my lecture here. Even if it is needed, the skills is good, it is able to serve the university. One shot of the concept is not simply able to serve the university.
Very good. Now, Pray Balla Prabhu is saying something.
ॐ भाग्यास्मरन्दशनञ्जनाश्रवकाय चक्षुरुन्मीलितमेन कृष्णे श्रीगुरुवे विभागेशमाय धन्यवाद्यां प्रणां चित्रमाय हरिनां गुरु श्रीमत् नित्यलीलप्रविष्टं विष्णुकाक्षेष्णाश्चरैश्चिकप्रदां Dr. Magistra Guru Sri, Dr. Vela Pravishta Sri, Sri Bhakti Raksha, Sri Dr. Swami Maharaj, Sri Guru Dev, to all those who have been an inspiration and who are trying to keep me on the path of this body of Vaishnava. All throughout the Shastras, you cannot but flip nearly every page and there will be a glorification of Sri Guru. And I'm sure today, in all the discussions which I missed out on, so many slokas which are being quoted tonight, as once again Sri Kaviraj Goswami in the beginning of Chaitanya Charitamrita broached this subject matter so clearly and definably in the slokas that were chanted tonight. Jive Satsat Nahi Tati Guru Chaita Rupe Antarjami Bhakti Shrestha. Because we cannot visualize that Lord within our heart, then that Lord within our heart is very merciful. And what happens? He appears on the outside as Guru. So we can have some relationship. And as Lord Dev and Patanamaras and others have said tonight, that they are non-different. Why? Because they're spreading the same message. There's no difference between the Shiksha Guru, the Diksha Guru, and the Guru, the ultimate Guru within the heart also. So instead of us just being lost, what eyes do we have to see? We have no eye to see the Lord. What ear do we have to hear with? We have no ear. These eyes are fleshy eyes, these ears are fleshy ears. They see mundane things, they hear mundane things, they cannot pick up on the subtle vibrations coming from the transcendental world, intimating to us. You come back home, come back home, come back home. So out of great mercy the Lord manifests on the outside of us as Guru. So to come into connection with Guru, this is a very, very fortunate thing. Chuliyami Lakanati Nashwaram Napunabhavam Bhagavat Sangi Sangasa Vachanam Imputashisha. Just a little bit of association with the devotee of the Lord is infinitely more valuable than anything else. What is it, this desire for liberation? The desire for liberation and the desire for heavenly enjoyment. Who doesn't want heavenly enjoyment here? Why do we earn money? Yeah? Because why do we strive for anything? Improvement. Why do so many do preacher to go up to get a longer part of life and a higher part of enjoyment? And to help with that, that is so painful we may experience after some time. Let us go for liberation, which is a higher thing, where all our suffering ceases. So a little bit of association with an actual guru is so much more than that. The desire for the attainment of the heavens or even the attainment of liberation. So what to speak of whatever we can have in this petty world, our mundane achievements and our dominion over others and all of these things. Why? Because the spiritual master can bring us into connection with that transcendental plane of devotion. So, the spiritual master and our connection with him is infinitely valuable. And in the beginning, we might not perceive that. Like when yesterday we put out up here, Yadadevi Tathagaras, when Prabhu was saying the other night, we might not have full faith in the spiritual master in the beginning. That's all right. We might not have full faith in Krishna in the beginning. That's all right. But if we have a little faith in Krishna in the beginning, and a little faith in the spiritual master in the beginning, this is a huge thing. So how can we build on that faith in Guru and Krishna? Gradually, every day, cultivating our faith. We shouldn't be crushed by hearing this sloka. Yesterday we put it up here. Everyone's thinking, I don't have this kind of faith. Absolute faith in Guru and absolute faith in Krishna. And seeing them as being absolutely non-different, as we're hearing tonight, as Devarasya Swami has explained. We may not have that. But if we have a little bit, this is the most valuable thing. Because if it is under the guidance of the spiritual master, that very delicate faith can be cultivated day by day by day. Then that faith will increase and the fruit and the vision will be there to realize all of these things, down and down. To actually realize truth is another thing, and to quite these sutras, as I am doing, parroting, maybe another. Thank you.
Did I say somebody else? Could you take something?
Yugal Kishore, he wants to speak something. He told
my sister, Om Vishnu Padma,
she should come together.
Who is finally asking to speak something Guru Bhaktam for the pleasure of the Vaishnavas and for the pleasure of Gurudev and for the purification of my own heart. I'd like to understand this as just one topic on Guru Bhaktam. Guru means heavy. One of the meanings of Guru is heavy. A Guru cannot be moved. He will stick to the Siddhanta, to the proper process, no matter what the obstacles are. Bhakta Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur, he was a guru like this. During the time of Bhakta Siddhanta, he started initiating people that were out of caste, giving Brahman initiation to people that were out of caste. Now the caste Brahmins, they became very upset about this. It was, they thought it was undermining their position. Because the tattva is that who is a Brahmin is one who behaves like a Brahmin, not one who takes birth in a certain family. Bhaktisiddhanta would not be moved on this because he was a guru, he was heavy, and he upset powerful people. People that were, that had money, people that had influence, people that were willing to do heavy things to get their way. In the time of the Harinam Karakram in Navadvipa, Bhaktisiddhanta had been targeted by these Brahmins who had paid some yundis to remove him from usurping their position. So these yundis were instructed to throw rocks, bricks, bottles at the Harinam party and remove Bhaktisiddhanta. Now Bhaktisiddhanta, during this Harinam party, was pelted by the rocks and the bricks coming from the roof. Now there he had a disciple, a real Sisha. This Sisha, real Bhakti Pradhan Keshava Maharaj, he gathered up his guru and he pulled his guru into a house. A nearby house that he knew would be safe. And In this house, Bhaktivedanta Thakur was, he forcibly took the sannyas cloth of his guru. He sent his guru out for that, and then he turned to face the mob, died to live. This is what it means to be a Sishya. This is what it means to be following a guru. You give up everything for the service of that guru. And Bhaktivedanta Thakur Maharaj, he didn't know that the mob was not going to look into that house. So he survived. Sometime later, to show that we always must be under guidance, he then later, not that he needed to, but that he'd already taken the sannyas state of his Guru Maharaj, but he asked the crown jewel of the Bhaktisiddhanta from sannyas disciples to formally bestow sannyas upon him when he asked Sri Maharaj to give him sannyas. I'd like to end that with this time of show. Thank you very much for giving me a chance to hear from my heart.
Very good. He has given an example of our Gurudev. He took his life in hand to such Gurudev. All his disciples fled away from that runner. Only our Gurudev gave his possibly his dress to Prabhupada, white, and he took saffron cloth and joined. And anyhow, he requested to that Prabhupada used to go to Mumbai, and thus he said, so a disciple should be like that. His life should be to serve Gurudev. Those disciples who don't obey Gurudev, but their life is in vain. So a disciple must obey his order. High class of Guru Sevak is, he knows, and by doing, he does like Gurudev, what he wants. And second, if Gurudev tells that you should do, and then he does, then he is what? Madhyamadhikari. And when Gurudev is telling anything, oh Gurudev, how can I do? I'm not qualified to do. Oh, this is very hard for me to do. These are not seva but gapa. Gapa means?
Crane.
No saw, but we got a crane like there. So we should be like them. Our Guru Maharaj is the others.
Ideal.
And Guru Nishtha was in him. We can learn from him. Now, in brief, Sriman Damodar Maharaj is still, sir.
Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhara Sri Vasudeva Gaura Bhakta Vrinda. Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare. So this part of Sri Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Lord Sri Vasudeva Gaura. Also my Sikhi Gurus, the Jiva Grace Sri Gaura Maharaj, the Jiva Grace Sri Bhakta Ramana Maharaj, so who can properly describe the glories of Sri Gurudev? He said, Guru, unless you are a demigod, you cannot worship the demigods. Unless you are in the position of Sri Gurudev, you cannot properly describe Sri Gurudev. Even one time Gurudev said, even when you go into the spiritual world, the Lord of Vrindavan, even they will never completely understand how deep is Sri Guru. Therefore, what can we speak? But anyhow, what we have heard from Vaishnavas, that thing, I'll try to repeat. So we hear Sri Narasimha Thakura has said, Evidence, was a very gay Jara Sharika. All the ladies of this chant the glory of the spiritual master. And really, if you look at this very deeply, this cannot be completely true. Because the bhakti that is present in the heart of such a Vaishnava coming around the Siddhartha Goswami, it matters beyond the reach of the ladies. Sri Guruji, in his prayers to the gopis, he prays Bejo from the Shrutiti Bijame. He said, I give my pranam to the gopis because the bhakti which is possessed, their buddhas is not even available for the Vedic shastras. Also, the 10th canon, we see the personified Vedas pray to the Pitas to the gopis to achieve just one drop of their devotion. And even though we hear the glory of the Guru as described in the Veda, this is not completely true. Therefore, the glories of the Guru are completely unlimited. Even Gurudev said, how powerful is Krishna? But the Guru is that person who is controlled and captured in a Krishna. Therefore, who could even imagine their position? We cannot even hope to understand. Even this life, one drop of understanding can come in our heart, then I think that's very much enough for us. Therefore, even though we're hearing so much about Guru Tattva, there's one thing I'd like to describe. I remember Sri Gaurava Vinamaya on his Vyasa Puja. Then 2-3 days, so many people offered. And he said, at the end of everything, I'm taking the offerings, but I think I'm not qualified. These are for my Gurudev, Sri Prabhupada, Sri Bhaktivedanta Swami. But today I want you all to examine our hearts. Our hearts really have a place at the feet of the spiritual master. The Buddha said a wonderful thing. By money, by cloth, by food, by fruits, spiritual master cannot be pleased. Then we should try to see what the spiritual master wants from us and give him this. This is the real Kushmandali. And this is also the most difficult thing to give. Gurudev is a representative of Bhagavan. Therefore, there was one incarnation of Bhagavan named Sri Bhavadev. So, Sri Bhavadev came in the Yajnasabha, the sacrificial arena of Bali Maharaj. That time he said, oh King, give me a donation. What do you want? I just want 3 steps of land. And Bali, very sure I'm saying, Bali Maharaj said, yes, I promise I will give you 3 steps of land. So in his first step, Bhagavan Bhavadev took, he extended his feet up to the planet of Lord Brahma. With his second foot, he took down to the bottom of the universe. There were 2 feet. Bhagavan Bhavadev took the whole universe from Bali Maharaj. Okay, you brought your promise. You promised me 3 steps of land, but with 2 steps, I have taken everything. Then he bound Bali Maharaj and pushed him on the ground, like a crow, it says. That's why Bali Maharaj was thinking, oh, so foolish I am. I've given everything to Bhagavan, but I never gave myself. Therefore, pure intelligence appeared in the heart of Bhagavan. So he said, oh, Bhagavan, keep your third foot on my head. So Gurudev, he is representative of the Lord. Therefore, what he wants from us, therefore, what is that real offering of Vyasa Puja, which I am also failing to do? The Supreme Lord has given every jiva one jewel. That is the jewel of independence. Because without independence, there is no question of Bhagavan's service. Therefore, what Bhagavan really wants from us, he wants that one thing, that independence that we have. How we can give that independence back to Bhagavan? And first, that is the real offering of the spiritual master, to give that independence that we all possess back to the feet of Gurudev and work under his instructions. This is the real Vyasa Puja. This is the real offering of the spiritual master. This is what Sri Gurudev has come here to collect from us. So we can all take our thoughts and understand how I offer him what he wants, what he desires from me. Also, that is only that type of offering that is also possible by the mercy of Gurudev and the Vaishnavas. Otherwise, even by ourselves, how can we surrender? We cannot even completely surrender without the mercy of the Guru. So by mercy of Guru, we can surrender. By mercy of Gurudev is everything. Tomorrow, come on the start. For Gurudev, your mercy is all in all. So, also I can speak, I'm sure I'm not speaking alone, that we've all failed. We have not completely offered ourselves. Therefore, we are asking Gurudev and Bhagavan that pure intelligence Just like you surrender to your Gurudev and serve the Gurudev, one day we hope that type of inspiration can also come in our heart. Otherwise, Sivati Sivananda Saraswati Thakur, on his Jati Puja, he said, so many disciples were there, he said, some people in the audience may be thinking, who is that strange animal sitting on the Jatasana? He must be one wondrous sort of beast to take puja and pratishtha from everyone. But who has the right to sit on the seat of Vyasa Puja? Someone may say how Gurudev can have such an honor to take such a position, or because he has performed that type of surrender, that type of service to his own group, the Guru has a right to deny that from his own disciples.
So, thank you. Yoga Kishore Prabhu, can you speak to us? Devbandhu Prabhu Sunte Redi.
They say not good. Why
not? But his voice is.
Pray your story.
Very nice verse, it inspires courage and hope and even promises something of a miracle. We associate with pure Vaishnava and we achieve all spiritual perfection. It's promised three times emphasized. And yet there seems to be some mystery in this verse. After all, many of us have associated so forth with Gurudev for many years now. And before that, with Srila Prabhupada Swaminarayan Maharaj. And also with Srila Prabhupada Bhaktivedanta Swaminarayan, and also with Srila Srila Maharaj, and Srila Bhaktivedanta Puri Maharaj, and others. And yet this promise of spiritual perfection still eludes us. So therefore some mystery seems to be there. Is the promise not? Is it a false promise? So in 1974, Sri Pandit Chandrabai Mandir in India, Srila Prabhupada, Srila Prabhupada was running there, and he was asked this question, what does it mean, this love of my personal concern, this perfection of only one moment's association? So Srila Prabhupada, he answered in a very simple way, in a very profound way. He said that the spiritual master is like an intense spark or a match. And he can immediately ignite any combustible material. And he likened the gene soul to being like a piece of wood. Now we all know that a piece of wood, if it's wet, it can't do anything with it, it can't cook with it, practically useless. So have to drive a piece of wood out and then it can become somewhat useful. So Srila Prabhupada explained that when it comes to the association of the Guru, that opportunity is given for this growing process to take place. In other words, if one follows very strictly the instructions given to them by the spiritual master, then the growing process, except the lighting of water in the woods is being sense gratification or the desire for the hero to enjoy. So when one is first the spiritual master, we become inspired and we follow as he instructs us. But then he said, when the spiritual master goes away, I'll get again, I'll go out and get more wet again. So our desire is that we can dry us, we can, this is one of the same real glorification of the spiritual master is to follow the instruction. So if I ask the others, is to follow the instructions that he has given us, so that slowly we can dry ourselves out to the point where we can maybe then truly associate with Gurudev, and then we're in such condition that we can immediately ignite our Krishna prayer and our life will then become perfect. And then we can also truly glorify Srila Gurudev, because he said many times, I'm the one who has understood the heart of his Gurudev and adequately described his glories and can adequately lament his departure, etc. So my desire is that I can go away from here and take the instructions with me, make it dry up, maybe next time I see you, I will do it more dry.
Very good. Very quickly, 2 minutes.
So, Srila Gurudev is asking to say something very shortly on Srila Prabhupada. His previous Srila Gurudev is mentioning that the different levels of different Shishya, Madhya Shishya, and Bhakta. And you know, Srila Prabhupada is just mentioning and our great Buddhist day. So, I'm feeling like a very great Bhakta, very foolish and very unqualified to be here. But I will try and say something as best I can. It's mentioned in Shastra that there are many different teachers, Guru. The other night we were listening on the instructions of Muni Maharaj, the 24 Gurus. In our lives, there are so many Gurus. Our cooking Guru, our teachers at school, they get another Guru. So many persons around us, helping us, Guru. There are our scientists who are teaching us so many different ways, how to use computers, etc. Guru, computer Guru. Father, mother, Guru for the children. So this word Guru is used very widely. We see around the world there are millions of Gurus. So in Shastra it doesn't mention Guru. Rather, it mentions Sri Guru. Mukham Karoti Bhaktivam, Hongam Mandaya Tigurim, Yat Pitatam, Aham Mande, Sri Guru, Dinatarane. Sri Guru Charanapadma, that was Kailavakatisana. So, Sri is placed in front of this Guru. Why is where Sri is there? It's where Sri sometimes indicates something auspicious, something beautiful, something wonderful, something wealthy, sometimes indicates Bhakti Devi. So all of these indications of the Sri, but the real meaning of this Sri is indicated in the most auspicious, the most beautiful, Srimata Radharani. So when this word, my Guru Maharaj described, but when this word Sri is placed in front of Guru, this is real Guru. This is Sampadashi. This is Radha Kriya Shakti. This is Puja Manikari Vaishnava Guru. That Sri Guru is that person who is beyond any material calculation of what his teacher. Sri Guru is actually the external manifestation of Srimata Radharani in this world. And you see all our previous acharyas, they're not just simply Guru. They are directly descended from the transcendental world to try and help and guide us. So any Uttamani Kali Vaishnava Guru who is sent to this world is coming directly from the amongst the intimate parikals of Srimati Radharani. Therefore that person is Sri Guru. That person should be worshipped with awe, awe and reverence and respect, and that person should be fully surrendered to for that substitution, that 100% surrendered disciple. For someone like myself, I wonder how it's possible that I've been so fortunate to be placed in the association of such advanced Uttamadikari Vaishnavas, such as our beloved Shuddha Gurudev, and also my beloved Gurudev, Srikumar Vinda Swami. And of course, I'm standing before so many wonderful Vaishnavas who have given so much surrender to the lotus feet of their so many beloved Gurudevs. So this day is such an auspicious day, yet it is such a sad day. It is very, very auspicious because we're able to worship Sri Vyas and worship all of our beloved Gurudevs, but at the same time, this is the last day of our Hare Krishna festival. So how auspicious it is that this day has fallen on the day of Shri Gurudev's Vyasa Puja, and we should all be very blessed and thankful that Sri Gurudev and all of our beloved Gurus have brought us to the lotus feet of Sri Gurudev to help us and guide us in our lives. And we all pray that somehow or other he will beat us very hardly with his stick, and that somehow or other something may sink into our foolish heads. Hare
Krishna. Nimai Pandit, to rent to bear, to give danger to his father and others. But luckily he went with his son Kuripala, the shadow of Mahabharata Kuripala. He was a Rasik Vaishnava. Srimadesh Chaitanya Mahaprabhu told him, oh, এই দিনে আমি সম্মান দিলাম তোমারে, তারপরে কৃষ্ণ পাঠ পদ্ম রস পিয়াও আমায়, এটাও দেখ ফুললি আমি সারেন্ডারিং মাই সেলফ ইন ইওর লোটাস ফিট, প্লিজ গিভ মি এ লেটার অফ কৃষ্ণ প্রেম, নথিং আই ওয়ান্ট ফ্রম ইউ. A disciple should be like that. Krishna has given us a free will, and this is very precious. We should give it to Guru Prabhupada, and we should also tell him, oh, Ray, only you, my Seva, have unconditionally surrendered me, my body, my attitude in your lotus feet. Please give me Krishna prem. A bund.
One drop.
One drop of Krishna prem. What this is, these are pure disciple ones. Or Guru Maharaj, if you like the glory of Guru, so, after taking Diksha from him, oh, he never can take the name of Prabhupada. Prabhupada and began to be, Lord, wanted to glorify, but would become so high that he couldn't. He used to tell that at my time, Krishna was there everywhere. It many times he has seen me. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Nityananda Prabhu were there. They have seen me. So many Narad and other Prabhupas were there. But they could not save me. My Gurudev is the Prabhupada Siddhanta Saraswati. He took my sikha and dragged me from well of hell, and he took me in his shelter and gave me what? Then he gave me Krishna. So I think also I realize this. That my birth was in Bihar, you know. And there was very influence of Bauddha, Bauddha religion. Quite nasty, Jiruva. There. And also, where Jarasandha, the enemy of Krishna and Pandavas were there, father of
Sasur, father-in-law.
Father-in-law, Jarasandha. In this, in that very country I was. And I think that Prabhupada was there. Bhaktivinoda Thakur at my time was there in Mayapur. But anyone could not save me. My Gurudev took my sikha and dragged me in the lotus feet in Navadvi. And he forcibly gave me, O Krishna Tattva. And by his mercy now, not lacking so much, very, but I know, knew the life, the main object of our life. What is the goal of life? And that is what I am telling to you. To be Radhika Dasi. This is the most extreme thing. We have no direct relation with Krishna. We have no direct relation. What relation with Krishna? That our Swami, he is Radhika. And his most beloved is Krishna. That is very far away. But Radhika, oh, she is my master and everything to me. So, who gave this knowledge that I am preaching in the whole world? And all are with honors listening to me. You have come from so many different places to hear me. Why? I was an ordinary person, but Gurudev who gave me all tattva, that is just to preach your mission, my mission. And that is that. So I am realizing the glory of Gurudev. You should also try to realize the glory of Gurudev and try to give your independentness in the Lord's feet of Gurudev. Go, Premanamile. Now, Kamal Krishna Prabhu can show his way. Very.
Jagannath, Tamal Prabhu ready? Tamal Prabhu ready, don't delay.
Go on.
Who is in the least bit always inclined towards the service of your Swami's lotus feet. To such souls you shower upon their nectar so sweet that even drinking one drop they become completely intoxicated. So much so, their material life gets terminated. Oh, how greatly dangerous! Like a thief in the night, you steal their hearts and disappear out of sight. And when they finally realize what you've done, you've taken their hearts off to Vrindavan. What can they do but follow you? Then, trotting miles and miles to the holy dump, they are very surprised to find your pockets full of cards. Oh, the biggest thief the world has ever seen. Collecting cards from all over the world, it seems. Well, what a surprise. It's almost as dapper as dawn on the dark moon night. All the other dapper appears well and truly outshine, making everyone simply cry and cry. Wherever he goes, he becomes most renowned as the most fearless thief in town. His sound vibration alone entering directly into the ear holes and sneaking right down into the deepest, darkest region of the heart. Not being satisfied with stealing just a part, he's carried away lots of whole hearts. Being most expert in this art, forcing those poor souls to give up their families and homes. So let me warn you, don't ever roam anywhere in the vicinity of his heavy guitar, unless you want to end up like Shikhar Madhav Maharaj, who didn't get the name Madhav Maharaj by chance. So be very careful of that tricky thief's sidelong glance. Otherwise, she'll end up completely insane, chanting and dancing in Krishna praise.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, present for your entertainment, please give a hearty welcome to this strange character from a far and distant planet, with his rendition of A Poem of Life, Monsieur Coup d'Etat.
Thank you. Thank you.